Right now, I mean, the average small business is paying over $1,300 a month for software that's supposed to save them time.
Right, but instead it just turns founders into full-time IT janitors, basically.
Exactly. And today's source material, well, that makes it a pretty bold claim. It says you aren't actually running a business anymore. There is this quote in the documentation we're looking at today that just it hits the nail right on the head.
Oh, I know the one.
Yeah, it says, "You're not running a business, you're running software."
It's so true because, the modern tech stack was marketed as this ultimate efficiency engine. The promise was that buying all these specialized software as a service tools would just make you infinitely faster.
Right.
But the reality.
The reality is that it created a highly fragmented ecosystem. We just ended up with these isolated islands of data. And the software industry's solution to that fragmentation was to charge you a per-seat tax on every single tool just to keep the data moving between them. Welcome to our deep dive into the sources. For you listening, whether you are, say, a solo founder trying to keep your head above water or you're leading a growing team, this feeling of being totally bogged down by your own tool set is, well, it's just your daily reality.
Absolutely. It's the water we're all swimming in.
Right. So today, we have a stack of landing pages, blog snippets, and product documentation for a new platform called Wisera. And the mission of this deep dive is to unpack Wisera's incredibly bold claim.
Which is a massive claim, honestly.
It really is. We're asking, can one single AI assistant effectively run an entire business's marketing and sales operations without sacrificing quality or, giving up your control? Okay, let's unpack this.
Well, to understand why a platform like Wisera was even built in the first place, we really have to look closely at the financial and operational bleed happening in a standard small to medium business stack today.
Yeah, the sources break down the specific monthly costs, and it is rough. Just to get a business communicating with customers, you are looking at around $800 a month per seat for a CRM and marketing tool like HubSpot.
Right. And then you need sales intelligence.
Exactly, which means
Yeah.
adding LinkedIn Sales Navigator at $99. Then you need prospecting data from Apollo or ZoomInfo, which adds another $149.
But paying that $1,300 for software is actually the cheapest part of this whole equation.
Oh, totally. The real financial bleed happens when you realize those tools are completely deaf and blind to each other. You still have to send emails, so there's MailChimp for $100. You have to track SEO, so you pay for a Rifs or Semrush at $129.
Yeah, and then you need workflow and scheduling tools like Zapier and Cal.com for another $75.
The grand total for these disconnected tools is a staggering $1,352 every single month. And that is literally just for the capacity to do the work.
Right. It doesn't even account for the hidden secondary costs that the documentation points out, which is the human capital required to operate all of this.
Which is huge.
It is. Businesses end up paying $4,000 to $12,000 a month for a sales development rep, an SDR, or an operations hire. And this is a human being who, needs sleep, who takes PTO, and who essentially spends their entire day just switching tabs to keep the data flowing.
It is basically a relay race where every runner speaks a completely different language, and the human employee is just frantically running alongside them with a translation dictionary.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, like the CRM tries to hand the baton to the email sender, but the formatting breaks, the Zapier integration fails, and the human drops all their strategic work to manually export and upload a CSV file just to keep the race going. It's like building a Frankenstein's monster of software, and the human is just the lightning trying to shock it into working.
What's fascinating here is that Wisera represents a fundamental philosophical shift away from that fragmented model. It's not just offering like a cheaper robotic automation tool, it is introducing an entirely different business model.
Okay, how so?
Well, instead of paying a per seat tax for eight disconnected tools, Wisera offers a flat rate. For example, their Pro Bundle runs both their marketing and sales products for $299 a month total.
Wow. Just 299 total.
Exactly. And because the AI agents handle the entry-level research, the initial outreach, and the follow-ups around the clock without needing to copy and paste data, that entire operational bottleneck just disappears.
So wait, if the AI is doing the heavy lifting of research and outreach, it sounds like the human operator just becomes a glorified editor. We are trading the role of manual data mover for the role of hitting approve on AI drafts.
That's essentially the shift, yeah.
But I mean, I have to push back on this premise. Aren't we just trading expensive human glue for cheap robotic spam? Like, If a system is autonomously running sales and marketing, it usually means the market is about to get flooded with generic, tone-deaf emails that actively hurt a brand's reputation.
That's the obvious fear, right? But the source has addressed that exact risk by detailing how Wisera physically connects marketing and sales without any copy-pasting, which fundamentally changes the quality of the output.
Okay, I'm listening.
So the platform is broken down into two halves that share one underlying database. There's PostWise, which handles marketing, and OpsWise, which is their sales operating system.
Right, and the documentation for PostWise describes it as an agent orchestra, which is a really interesting phrase. They specifically note it features 20 specialized agents feeding into one unified Wise inbox.
Yeah, meaning it isn't just one massive language model trying to brainstorm, write, and publish all at once. The labor is actually divided.
Exactly. They operate in a five-stage pipeline. Listen, plan, draft, approve, and ship, and finally, attribute.
And the mechanics of those five stages are what actually prevent the generic spam you were worried about earlier. For instance, the Listen module doesn't just wait for instructions. It actively monitors the market and ingests industry trends.
Oh, so it's doing market research in the background.
Yes, and it then feeds that raw data directly into the plan stage, where a totally separate agent maps those trends against your specific business goals. Only after that strategic alignment does it even move to the draft stage.
And from a daily user perspective, the approve and ship phase completely changes the workflow. I mean, think about how many hours you spent last week just formatting tweets or resizing images for Instagram or building a newsletter layout.
Oh, don't remind me. It's hours of busy work.
Right. But in this system, you sit down in one unified inbox, you review the fully formed drafts across X, Instagram, and your newsletter, and you just approve them in a single sitting. And then finally, the attribute stage tracks any resulting revenue back to the specific agent and effort, basically closing the loop on marketing ROI.
And on the other side of the platform, you have OpsWise, which is essentially the sales counterpart. This features seven distinct modules.
Let me guess, more specialized agents.
Pretty much. You've got Atlas, Target, Playbooks, Dialer, Ops, Forms, and Forecast. And the stated goal for the sales team here is achieving inbox zero by 9:45 a.m.
Inbox zero by 9:15 a.m. I mean, that is a claim that would make literally any sales founder immediately pull out their credit card.
Right. It sounds impossible. But the way it achieves that is through those specialized modules. The target module identifies the right prospects, while Playbooks determines the specific outreach strategy.
And what about the forecast module?
The forecast module constantly evaluates the pipeline to provide a continuous three-card forecast. So it's updating your worst, commit, and best-case revenue scenarios in real time. But honestly, the underlying architecture connecting PostWise and OpsWise is where the platform's core value really lies.
The sources actually call this connection the loop. And they really emphasize this phrase, one brain, two surfaces. Here's where it gets really interesting. They use an analogy of a restaurant where the kitchen and the waitstaff share a nervous system.
Which is a cool visual.
It is. But let's move beyond the analogy and look at the technical reality of how this actually works. In a normal $1,300 tech stack, your marketing tool scores a lead. And you have to use like a Zapier integration to pass that score over to your sales email tool.
Right, and that integration inevitably loses context. The sales tool knows the lead is hot, but it has no idea exactly which paragraph of which blog post actually made the lead convert.
Exactly. But because Wisera uses a single unified database, there is no integration. The marketing agent's lead scoring algorithm instantly informs the sales agent's cold email variables.
The context is natively shared.
Yes. The documentation gives a staggering example of this loop in action over a single month for one team. PostWise, the marketing side, generates and hands off 847 leads to OpsWise, the sales side.
And then OpsWise works those 847 leads, handles the automated follow-ups, closes the deals, and credits back $284,000 in revenue directly to PostWise.
$284,000. With absolutely zero copy-pasting required between the marketing surface and the sales surface.
None. The AI that drafted the marketing content on one side is pulling from the exact same data pool to close the deals on the other. It's actively learning from the entire life cycle of the customer.
Okay, that is impressive. But this brings me back to my biggest concern, which is brand voice. They call it a 60-second onboard, which immediately sets off my BS detector.
I don't blame you.
I mean, can an AI actually extract a usable, nuanced brand profile from just a URL in 1 minute? Or is it just like scraping meta descriptions and guessing? If it's running my newsletter and my direct sales outreach, it cannot sound like a textbook.
Well, the onboarding process detailed in the sources is highly specific about how it captures that nuance. When you drop your company's URL into Wisera, it doesn't just script the homepage.
Okay, what does it do?
In 60 seconds, it extracts a comprehensive brand profile by analyzing the tone and structure of your existing blog and content. It seeds a trend radar to map out the topics that matter specifically to your industry.
Interesting.
It also builds an ICP roster, an ideal customer profile of three distinct buyer personas. And crucially, it establishes strict brand safety rules.
Oh, so it's actively cloning the brand voice based on the material you have already published rather than just starting from a blank generic slate.
Exactly. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we see why these guardrails are so central to the platform. The architecture really reflects the philosophy of its creator. Wisera was built by an operator known as Gukat, who the sources note has 12 years of experience building software specifically for small businesses.
Wait, Gukate, I think I've heard of them.
Yeah, they also authored a book called It Started With a Prompt. So this is a developer who intimately understands the daily friction of managing small business software.
That context actually explains the manifesto Gukat outlines for Wisera. It is built on four promises, which basically serve as the non-negotiable rules for the platform.
Right, let's go through those.
So, promise number one, approval is the default. The AI does the drafting, but the human does the approving. Autonomy is strictly opt-in on a per-category basis, and there's a one-click rollback feature if the AI goes off track.
Which is huge for peace of mind. Promise 2 addresses the massive concern around corporate privacy. It simply says, your data stays yours.
Okay, what does that mean technically?
The architecture is tenant isolated, meaning your proprietary business data is completely walled off and never used to train public language models. You have the full right to export it or delete it on demand.
That's crucial. Okay, Promise 3 guarantees the solution to that generic spam problem we talked about. One brand voice across both surfaces. Because it's a unified database, if you update your brand guidelines or, say, your messaging strategy in PostWise, OpsWise instantly adopts those new rules for all sales outreach.
So you maintain one consistent tone across the entire customer journey.
Exactly.
And the fourth promise targets the sheer frustration of modern software purchasing. No contracts and no enterprise sales calls. It just operates on plain, transparent numbers, like that $299 a month pro bundle, and users can cancel anytime.
Which is so rare these days.
It really is. To see the practical application of these promises, the source material actually provides several user testimonials. A founder named Marcus Johnson from Launchpad states, OpsWise replaced three seat tax tools. The pipeline actually moves now. Wise drafts every reply, and I still approve each one.
Okay, but hang on. If Marcus is approving every single reply,
yeah,
aren't we right back to where we started? I mean, is trading tab switching for sitting at a desk clicking approve 500 times a day actually any better? It still sounds like an administrative nightmare to me.
I get why you'd think that, but the difference is the shift from a model of creation to a model of curation. The concept of human-in-the-loop AI isn't designed to remove the human from the strategic decision-making process.
Right.
It is designed to remove you from the physical act of typing, the tedious formatting, the constant context switching, and that paralysis of the blank page.
Oh, I see.
When Marcus says he approves every reply, he's reviewing a fully formed, contextually accurate draft. He ensures it meets his standard, and he hits send. The pipeline moves because the severe bottleneck of human typing speed has basically been eliminated.
That makes sense. Another testimonial from Sarah Chen, the CEO of TechFlow, kind of grounds this in daily reality. She mentions that PostWise cut their content planning time in half, but she specifically notes that it writes like us, not a bot.
Which proves the 60-second onboarding actually works.
Right. She also points out a critical workflow improvement. The system gives her SEO scoring before she publishes.
And the integration of SEO scoring directly into the drafting phase is a perfect example of Wisera augmenting the operator's capabilities. Historically, you'd draft content, log into a separate $129 a month tool like Ahrefs, paste the content in, check the score, go back to your draft, and revise.
So painful.
Right. But Wisera handles the heavy lifting of SEO research simultaneously, streamlining the whole workflow into a single interface.
Emily Rodriguez, a head of revenue, reinforces this too. She mentions that the platform replaced both their content stack and their sales tooling. She really emphasized the efficiency of this single database. Because one AI runs both the marketing and sales sides, Nothing is ever duplicated across four different tools.
Her team simply ships faster because the friction of data transfer is completely gone.
Exactly. The operational friction disappears, allowing the focus to shift back to the actual work. So what does this all mean?
That is the big question.
For you listening, whether you are running a solo operation or managing a growing team, this represents a monumental shift in daily operations. If you're used to duct taping together a $1,350-plus fragmented stack of CRMs, email senders, and dialers, moving to a $299 unified agentic operating system completely rewires how your business functions.
Completely rewires it.
You transition from being the typist, the data copy paster, and the human translation dictionary to being the editor and the chief strategist. You become the conductor of a 20-agent orchestra, rather than the frantic musician trying to play every single instrument at once.
This raises an important question about the evolving landscape of business strategy, though. In the blog section of Wiserus' site, they map out the technical realities of 2026 and beyond. They introduce this concept of an AEO playbook.
AEO.
Yeah, AI engine optimization. The fundamental shift here is that consumers are increasingly searching for answers inside ChatGPT rather than scrolling through Google links.
Oh, absolutely. I do that all the time now.
Right. So ranking your business now means structuring your data so that large language models cite you as the authoritative source. And Wisera is specifically built to tackle this new frontier.
But the real breakthrough being sold here isn't just a new mechanism for search optimization, is it?
No, it is the ability to reclaim your time. It's the promise that you can finally focus on the strategic growth of the business itself, rather than managing the labyrinth of software that runs it.
It is a really compelling vision for the future of work. But I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, something that really stood out when exploring the free tools section of Wiserus' site.
Oh, the quiz!
Yes. Alongside utility tools like a UTM builder and an ROI calculator, they offer an agentic maturity quiz. It is a tool designed to measure how mature your business is in adopting autonomous agents.
And the underlying premise of that quiz implies a future where agentic automation is just the baseline standard for any competitive business.
Exactly. Consider the long-term implications of achieving a high score on that quiz. If platforms like Wiser become the absolute standard, if an AI is flawlessly executing all the glue work, the entry-level market research, the initial cold outreach, and the relentless follow-ups, what happens to the junior roles in our workforce?
That's a huge blind spot we're heading toward.
For decades, the way you learned an industry was by doing the foundational grunt work. You prospected leads, you drafted the initial clumsy emails, you manually studied the market trends until you actually understood the rhythm of the business.
Those roles were literally the training ground where the next generation of executives learned the operational mechanics of their industry.
So if an AI is executing all of that foundational work from day one with perfect efficiency, how will the next generation of founders and operators learn how a business actually functions from the ground up?
We might finally be curing the disconnected relay race nightmare of our tech stacks, and we might be freeing ourselves from the burden of being the sticky human glue that holds it all together.
Which is great in the short term.
But as you look at your own daily workflows, we have to ask ourselves, what critical foundational knowledge are we losing when the machine gets so smart that it doesn't need us in the trenches anymore? Something to think about as you review your own tech stack today. Until next time, keep diving deep.